Well, next week, Ballyhome is going to be awash with colour as the Topper World Championships are taking place there. An absolute delight for Ballyhome Yacht Club to be hosting them. And to tell me a little bit more, I'm joined by Andrew Millington, who's Vice President of the International Topper Class Association, and Brian Spence, who part of the organising team, Brian, is that correct?
Sort of. I'm responsible for some of the charter boats. We supply the boats in this country, and we're also looking after the sponsor with the sponsor shop and the kit.
Lovely, lovely. Now, Andrew, just explain to me, what is a topper?
Topper's a single-handed dinghy that's about 40 years old now. And it's, as it says, single-handed, sail by one person. They sail the boat aged between 7 and 16, really. But at this event, we've got a 7-year-old and a 62-year-old.
Good heavens.
So, and the range right through all of that. It's
so it really is sort of like it's the beginner's class. It's getting kids used to getting out on the water and getting the feel of how everything goes.
Yes, yeah, you're right. It's a pathway class, which is run by the RYA and the Royal Yachting Association, both in Ireland and in England. It is a junior boat, and that's where they go. They sail that for a few years, and then they move into the next classes, the youth classes, and then further on into the Olympic classes.
And with the success that we've seen of the Great Britain and Northern Ireland sailing teams throughout the world, I mean, we've got some really, really good names have been coming up. Have you seen an increase in interest in kids wanting to learn to sail and get out on the water?
Yes, I mean, a lot of it's grassroots sailing, so the sailing clubs around the country and everything get the sailors into the boats, and locally around the country, people we have. The Topper Class Association has events, smaller events, you know, 30, 40 boat events that they go from their club to do, and then that progresses into the bigger events of sort of 90, 100 boats, and then that comes to the World Championships, which we've got 200 boats just about this year.
So, Brian, you mean you're used to dealing with the top end of sailboats as well, but right to the bottom level. So is this a relatively inexpensive way of getting into sailing?
All sailings can be expensive, depends what you want to do with it. A lot of clubs will provide their own boats for people to get into. So if you join a club, you can get to try a boat with instruction. And then if you want to progress, you really need to buy your own boat to learn better, to maybe start club racing and then go to area championships, then hopefully the world, and then hopefully the Olympics after that.
Well, I would imagine there'd be a sort of fair bit of turnover as well. You know, as somebody starts off in their topper and then moves on to something else, that topper will become available to somebody else to buy. So there's good second-hand markets going on there.
Absolutely. And we have 48 charter boats, one of which is being raffled off at this championship. So that could be fun. So yes, what will happen, the newer boats will move down to the guys who have sort of middle-aged boats, and the guys who have the older boats will move on up. So there's a nice flow. So when you get into sailing, you can get a nice cheap boat for £200-300, right up to a brand new one just over £3,000.
Well, this weekend, I've already started to arrive in Bangor. There will be an awful lot of people. Just how many youngsters are going to be competing?
We've got, as I said just before, we've got about 200 entries. 199, we're expecting the one more to enter. We want the 200. So if there's anybody out there that wants to sail...
Do you want me to put my name down?
Yeah,
I'll not turn up, but yeah. I'll just put my name down.
With that, we're going to have parents and siblings. So we're expecting over 700 visitors to this area for the event.
Which is tremendous. And then trying to get the logistics of making sure they get from A to B, and although, you know, Bangor's easy enough to navigate around, but getting them, you know, obviously B&Bs and guest houses and hotels are doing really, really well at the moment too, from them arriving in.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we struggled at the start to get everybody in. There's 32 Chinese competitors and their supporters. They're all being put up very close to the club in a couple of guest houses and a hotel. And as they've pretty much all arrived now, and they've got training this week before the event, and some of them, as Brian said, they haven't got they haven't brought the right kit and things like that, so they're actually out shopping for the right sailing kit for the weather conditions.
Yeah, because the irony that you were telling me is that the items that they need, they don't have in China, but yet we sell it here. And where's it made?
It is made in China.
Right. But you were telling me also about some of the other competitors that are taking part that have been tsunami orphans. Tell me about them.
Three sailors from Thailand who have had sponsorship from local in Thailand, from Thai Airways, and they're coming over. They were tsunami victims. And this will be the third year that the orphanage has sent. Basically, it's an English lady runs a sailing school based at an orphanage, and she teaches these kids to sail. And you know, they come over for this. And then there's also a 17-year-old coming from South Africa, and again an orphan. Part of joined a sailing club, learnt to sail. He's now actually working towards his instructor's ticket, and they had a regatta to find the person that they were going to send over. And there's a really nice story on the website. If people have a look on the Itka World website, there's his story is there for you to see.
Oh, that's it's really nice. So it also does sound like a really big sort of like sailing family almost.
Yes, huge. It's worldwide. Uh-huh. I'm not quite sure how many countries. I think it's 10 countries are being represented at this championship, which is fantastic to see in a junior class.
What I've always loved about sporting events and major sporting events that come to Northern Ireland, I was involved many years ago in the World Triathlon Championships that came to Portaferry, and it's the all-enveloping family feel that the locals give to the people who have arrived in, and it's literally they just take them under their wing. There was the world champion arrived in. I remember him telling me the story. An American guy flew into Cork because he thought it was really close to Portaferry, as you do, and managed to hitchhike his way up because he didn't bring euros. So he hitchhiked his way up to the north, and he had a bit of sterling to get himself to Portaferry, got himself onto the ferry, and then was going, right, so where's the hotel? Well, the Portaferry hotel was the only one at the time, which only had a few rooms. So this wee woman was just, what, come on, son, you come and stay with me. I'll look after you. And that's sort of all very much the atmosphere. While it's a world championship, it's still very much a family-friendly, orientated affair, isn't it?
Yes, it is that.
There's a lot of volunteers at the sailing club who, in the past, and I think in this event, have put up families and sailors because there has been a small shortage of accommodation. But all the club members get very, very involved, and their kids come down to help. So, yes, it is a complete family business.
Now, we have been talking about the weather, of course, quite a lot over the last few days. We had the glorious sunshine yesterday, but there was still a fair wee bit of wind about. So I would imagine that was quite a good day for sailing yesterday.
I didn't arrive till last night, but the coach that's there with the Chinese said that it was a really good day on the water yesterday. This morning's looking really good. It rained quite heavily in the night, but it looks as though it's going to be a good day. And the forecast for the event is sort of 10 knots of breeze all week, so that should be really good.
Is that ideal? Because what's good and what's the optimum wind for you?
10 to 15 knots would be the optimum wind, and that gives the sailors, as we've said, we've got sailors from 7 years old, so they're going to be quite small, and we've got the teenagers who, you know, can be sort of 6 foot strapping lads. So they want, you know, we always have a trade off of whether we go sailing when it's 5 knots and whether we go sailing when it's 20 knots. So the optimum would be between 10 and 15 knots.
And how many classes are there throughout the whole of the championships?
There's the 5.3, which is the large sail, mm-hmm. and then there's the which is sailors of about 50 kilos, 50 to 55 kilos, and we've got the 4.2 sail, which is the smaller sail, and that's sailors 35 to 45 kilos. But you know, you can get a sailor who's 40 kilos in the bigger rig. They just there's no specific. It's not, you know, because you're that weight and that age you must go
into that one.
No, it's totally their choice. So the Chinese competitors at the moment in China only have the bigger rig because wind conditions in China are a lot less, as we saw at the Olympics in Qingdao. So they've come over here, and they're 90% of them are going to be in the smaller rig.
So it's all going to be a learning curve for them too.
Yes, it is.
Well, listen, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And I always love watching sailing events. It's really, really visual, just sitting on the shore and watching it all going on out and about. So it starts when, Brian?
First race is on Monday. But as we said, there are competitors already there. Coaches are already out in the water. So it's already a hive of activity and colour. But the racing actually starts on Monday until Friday.
And does it come down to like a big final on Friday? Just whittle it down and
they do 3 days of qualification and then 3 days of championship racings, and the final, the winner will be announced on Friday evening.
And is there a Northern Ireland name we should be looking out for? Who is our great hope?
Well, unfortunately, all of our top sailors have sort of moved on to leisure classes and things like that. There's a lot of young girls there. The McCarty sisters are quite high up there. I'm actually really not too sure about
right.
the boys
well,
at the moment.
Well, we shall keep an eye out and hope that there's a Northern Ireland flag flying at the end of the World Championships. Gentlemen, thank you so much indeed, Brian and Andrew, very much. Thank you so much indeed for coming in, joining me this morning. And have a brilliant week. I know you're both sort of, this is the quiet, quite literally before the storm.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Fun.